It's time now for Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of The North, 103.3, to encourage green thinking and green actions. My guest today is Gabrielle Rainier. The Duluth Stream Corps Program Manager will be speaking about a tree planting event coming up on May 26th. Gabrielle, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So the organizational structure, this is all a part of Community Action Duluth. Can you talk a little bit about the mission statement, the mission, the drive to Community Action Duluth and Duluth Stream Corps for starters?
Yeah, well, Community Action Duluth's mission is to empower and engage our community to eliminate poverty. And the Stream Corps program is just one small piece of that. We are a workforce development program. We're one of three at the organization. We also have a clean and equitable economy program and a construction program, but the Stream Corps is focused on introducing people to the world of natural resources and try to get people who don't have prior experience to natural resources and get them as much certifications and experience as we can in their 1 year with us and try to send them on their way to a career in the field.
As to the event on May 26th, what's being planted and where? Are there specific kind of trees?
Yeah, we've got about 3,100 trees to plant in Amity this summer. We're trying to cover roughly 30 acres. It's between Amity and Lester Creek, just north of the snowmobile trail, if you know that. General 30 acres north of that. The goal of the project is to underplant black ash forests that have been impacted by emerald ash borer. By planting our white pine, yellow birch, and red oak, we'll be increasing the native tree diversity, which can help preserve the canopy cover and improve forest resiliency, as well as reduce the spread of invasive species like buckthorn and honeysuckle. I think this will be a great opportunity for community members to get involved in hands-on environmental restoration work, as well as see the work that Community Action Duluth Stream Corps is doing in town, and an opportunity to learn some new things about natural world in Duluth. And this project is funded by the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative through the USDA's Forest Service. And these institutions are equal opportunity employers and providers.
So it sounds like you are looking for volunteers, people from the community to get involved as well.
Yeah, we've got a QR code on Community Action Duluth's website to sign up. Volunteers are welcome to join us. The event starts at 10:30 a.m. on the 26th. Lunch will be provided at noon, and people are welcome to continue planting until 2:30 with the rest of the team. But if people want to head out afternoon, they're welcome to.
And of those 3,100 trees that are going to be planted there this summer, how many are you anticipating planting on Tuesday?
It'll really depend on how many volunteers sign up. Of my own team in the Stream Corps, we aim for 100 trees a day. But I anticipate that to be a little less from volunteers because they don't have the same experience. So I plan on bringing out enough trees for 100 trees per person. But if we don't plant them all, that will be okay because we've got a gravel bed that we store the trees in all summer long until they get planted. And so they'll be fine if they don't get planted.
You mentioned the purpose, that there's diversity. That's one of the purposes. Helping with restoration, is erosion also a part of this? You're talking about planting near a couple of creeks, actually between two rivers. Is erosion also one of the consequential instigators to doing this?
Yeah, for sure. With the emerald ash borer, the black ash trees in these forests are all dying off because the emerald ash borer has become so established in this area. We're kind of at a point where we're just trying to, instead of treat the ash trees, we're just trying to bring new species in so that when those ash trees inevitably do pass, we do have some more established roots there ready to help stop the erosion from happening.
Where can people go to sign up for the event one more time?
Yeah, we've got a link on our website. If you go to Community Action Duluth's website, there's an events tab and the tree planting should be right there. And we also have the link on our Facebook page.
Gabrielle, thanks so much for the time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Gabrielle Rainier, the Duluth Stream Corps Program Manager with Community Action Duluth. And this has been Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of The North, 103.3, to encourage green thinking and green actions.